天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环，很开心呢可以跟大家在节目中再次相遇。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到了赞美神的两个秘诀，那这两个秘诀究竟是什么呢？那又是哪两节经文告诉了我们这两个秘诀呢？那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned into this broadcast.
我们很高兴你能收听《天路导向》这个节目。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次收听，
We are in the middle of a series called Empowered by Praise.
我们正在讲一个系列信息，题目是从赞美中得力。
I personally have experienced the power of praise during a time of trial in my life.
我自己就经历过在人生很困难的时候从赞美中获得能力。
During that time, the Lord taught me one of the most important lessons in my Christian life.
在那段时期，主教导我身为基督徒的一个很重要的人生功课。
So I prepared these messages to help you develop that power too.
因此我预备了这个信息，为的是帮助你也能得到这个能力。
In the past few messages, I have began to share these lessons with you.
在前几次的信息中，我已经开始了这些课题。
Last time we talked about the ultimate connection to power in God's kingdom.
上次我们谈到在神的国度里和最高权势建立关系。
The ultimate connection is developing a life of praise.
这关系是透过赞美的人生建立起来的。
And developing a life of praise will change you for good.
当你建立赞美的人生时，你的生命会彻底的改变。
You cannot praise the Lord deeply and persistently without the Holy Spirit destroying all bitterness in your life.
除非你让圣灵消除你内心的一切苦毒，不然你就不能深入的、持续的赞美神。
The Holy Spirit replaces your bitterness with the mercy of a merciful God.
圣灵以神的慈悲怜悯取代了你心中的愁苦。
Many Christians have experienced this the power of mercy.
许多基督徒都经历过慈悲怜悯的能力。
As you begin to honor God for who He is and what He has done,
当你开始尊崇神和他的一切作为，
your eyes will move toward the Lord's provision.
你的眼光就会转向神丰富的供应。
As you begin to thank God for His mercy and grace toward you,
当你开始感谢神赐给你的怜悯和恩慈，
you will find that your eyes move toward the Lord's graciousness.
你的眼光就会转向神宽厚的仁慈。
You will find healing for discouragement.
你就会从沮丧中得到医治。
You will find uplifting for your despondency.
你就会从失望中获得激励。
You will find a cure for your grief.
你会从悲哀中得痊愈。
Now I'm going to tell you a secret about the two passages of the scripture that I mentioned in the last broadcast.
在上次节目中，我提到两段经文所说的秘诀，现在就让我来告诉你。
I told you to read both Isaiah 61 and Luke 4.
我请你读以赛亚书61章 和路加福音第四章。
Those of you who have read those passages, you already have discovered they are one and the same.
如果你已经看了这两段圣经，就知道他们的内容是一样的。
They were written 700 years apart.
但他们写作的时间却相隔了700年。
But they are one and the same passage.
而实际上他们是同一段经文。
Let's look at verse 1 of Isaiah 61.
请看以赛亚书61章第一节。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
It is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是有关耶稣基督的预言。
So, what does the Lord Jesus do in Luke 4, beginning verse 18?
请问在路加福音第四章十八节那里，主耶稣做什么？
He goes into the synagogue and he picks up the scroll, which is the Old Testament.
他来到会堂里，拿起旧约圣经的经卷，
and he begins to read it.
并开始读出来。
After he reads it, he says, "This has been fulfilled in your ears."
当他读完了，就说。今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
In other words, he is saying,
他也就是说，
Now this prophecy 700 years earlier has been fulfilled in me.
这段写在700年前的预言现在已应验在我身上了。
Verse 1 of chapter 61 of the book of Isaiah reads,
以赛亚书第61章第一节说，
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
主耶和华的灵在我身上。
Because he anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted.
因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
To bind up the brokenhearted.
差遣我医好伤心的人。
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
报告被掳的得释放。
To open the prison door for those who are bound.
被囚的出监牢。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God.
报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子。
Look at the end of verse 2 and the beginning of verse 3.
请再看第二节下半和第三节的开始。
To comfort all who mourn and provide for those who mourn in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, an oil of gladness instead of sadness.
安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与西安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀。
Listen to this one.
请听接下去说。
And a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair.
赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
I want you to remember these words are very important.
请记住这个词儿非常重要。
Garment of praise.
赞美衣。
I'm going to contrast for you the garment of praise and the spirit of despair.
我要把赞美衣和忧伤之灵做个对比。
But I want to tell you a couple of things about garments that you already know.
但让我先跟你谈谈有关衣服的一些事儿。
You were not born with garments.
你出生时是没有穿衣服的。
Garments are things that you yourself put on.
衣服是给你自己穿的。
They may be given to you, but you have to put them on.
衣服可能是别人给你的。但必须由你自己来穿。
If I come to you and hand you a jacket that cost me $1,000,
假设我送给你一件价值千元的上装，
you may look at it and smile.
你可能微笑着看看它。
You are being polite, but you actually hate the jacket.
你只是维持你的礼貌，其实你很讨厌这件上装。
So you take it, and what you do with it?
于是你收下了，但你怎么处置呢？
You put it on a coat hanger and you put it in your closet.
你把它挂在衣架上，收在衣柜里。
Or you fold it and put it in a drawer.
或者折好它，放在抽屉里。
But garments are not made to be folded and put in a drawer.
但衣服不是为放在抽屉里而做的。
Garments are not made to just hang in a closet.
衣服不是为挂在衣柜里而缝的。
A garment is something that you must put on.
衣服是给人穿的。
A garment is something you wear on a regular basis.
衣服是让你天天穿的。
What about the garment of praise that the Lord is talking about here?
主在这里所说的赞美衣到底是什么意思呢？
It is given to you.
这是赐给你的。
It is part of your heritage as a Christian.
作为基督徒，这是遗传给你的部分产业。
It is offered to you by the Lord.
是主提供给你的。
It is part of your salvation.
是救恩里的一部分。
It is part of the package, if you like.
如果你喜欢，这是整套礼物其中的一部分。
It belongs to you.
是属于你的。
It is available to you.
是你可以取用的。
It is at your beck and call, if you like.
如果你喜欢，你随时可以呼之即来的。
But you are the one who has to wear it.
但你要穿上它。
You have to put it on.
你必须穿上它。
Nobody can put it on for you.
别人不能代替你穿。
Nobody can force it on you.
没有人可以强迫你穿。
You have to choose to put it on.
你必须自愿穿上它。
The garment of praise works out the same way.
赞美衣也是这样。
You see, nobody can do praising for you.
要知道，别人不能代替你赞美。
You are performing to God.
是你对神的表达。
He is the one who's watching you.
他在观赏你。
So you must choose to be a praising person.
所以是你自愿成为一个赞美的人。
You have to make that decision yourself.
是你自己的选择。
Nobody can make it for you.
别人不能替你决定。
You see, praise is like a river that flows from your heart.
要知道，赞美就好像从心中涌出的河流。
And what feeds that river is your gratitude of what God has done for you.
你因着神为你所做的而感恩，就会融入这赞美之河里。
It is your gratitude to God for His greatness, goodness, and mercy that He has shown you in Christ.
你感谢神，是因着他在基督里向你彰显的伟大、美善和恩慈。
Please hear me right on this one.
请听清楚我所说的。
The Lord gives us a million reasons to praise Him.
我们有上百万个理由来赞美主。
And then the Lord gives us a desire to praise Him.
主又赐给我们愿意赞美他的心。
And then the Lord responds to our praise with more blessings and more rewards.
神也以更丰富的福气和赏赐来回应我们的赞美。
What more do you want?
你还奢求什么呢？
But you are the one who has to do the praising.
但必须由你来赞美。
You have to move your lips.
你要张口。
Because remember earlier we learned...
还记得吗？前几次我们曾说过
，It is out of the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the lips move.
耶稣说，心里所充满的，口里就说出来，所以要开口说。
You are the one who must stay wrapped up in God's garment of joy.
你必须穿上神所赐的赞美衣。
You are the one who must keep on keeping on the garment of praise.
你必须一直穿着赞美衣。
Does this mean that you'll never be tempted?
是否这样你就不再受诱惑了呢？
or you'll never get discouraged.
或者你就不再会沮丧了。
No, 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 I don't mean that at all.
不是的，我不是这个意思。
But just put on the garment of praise daily, regularly, moment by moment.
但你只管经常的，每天时时刻刻的穿上赞美衣。
And every time the enemy comes in and he offers you the garment of despair, you'll be able to refuse it.
每次当仇敌来到引诱你穿上忧郁的衣服时，你就会拒绝。
You will be able to say to him, No way, Satan, I have a better garment.
你可以对他说，我才不要呢，撒旦，我有更好的衣服。
Every time you are tempted to put on the garment of discouragement, you'll be able to refuse it.
每一次当有诱惑来，要你穿上沮丧的衣服时，你就可以拒绝。
Because you already have the better garment of praise.
因为你已经有了更好的赞美衣。
Tell the enemy, when you get used to silk, who wants hessian?
告诉你的仇敌，你有了绫罗绸缎，谁还要穿麻袋？
And he will run from you because the scripture said he will.
他就会逃跑，因为是圣经告诉我们的。
The second thing I want you to know is this.
我要告诉你的第二个重点是
The Lord contrasts the garment of praise with the spirit of despair.
主把赞美衣和忧伤之灵放在一起对比。
In Old Testament times,
在旧约时代
The spirit of despair led a person to tear their clothes.
忧伤之灵使得一个人撕裂他的衣服。
They literally ripped the fabric of the garment as a sign of deep sorrow.
为了表达极度的哀伤，他们真的把衣服撕破。
It was a sign of a broken spirit.
代表破碎的心灵。
It was a sign of being emotionally undone by intense sadness.
代表因忧愁而伤透了心。
Let me give you some examples.
让我告诉你一些例子。
In 2 Samuel chapter 13,
撒母耳记下第十三章
Tamar, the daughter of King David, was raped by her half-brother.
大卫王的女儿塔玛被他同父异母的哥哥强奸。
The Bible said that she tore her ornamented robe in despair.
圣经说她因为绝望而撕裂她的彩衣。
In Job chapter 2, verse 12,
约伯记第二章十二节
Job's friends tore their garments.
约伯的朋友撕裂他们的外袍。
Please listen to me very carefully as I conclude.
我将要结束今天的信息了，请仔细听我说。
When Jesus sat in the synagogue in Luke chapter 4, reciting Isaiah 61,
在路加福音第四章记载耶稣坐在会堂里读以赛亚书第六十一章。
Here's what he was saying.
他所要说的是
This prophecy has now been fulfilled in me.
这预言已经应验在我身上了。
He is saying that in me you can exchange your torn garments of sadness for the garment of praise.
他的意思是说，借着我，你那忧伤撕裂的衣服可以换成赞美衣。
Jesus is saying that in my name, you now can replace the garment of despair with the garment of praise.
耶稣说，如今你可以靠着我的名脱下绝望衣，换上赞美衣。
Jesus is saying in me, you can throw away the garment of sorrow.
耶稣说，在我里面你可以丢掉忧愁的衣服。
And you can be clothed with the garment of power, healing, and forgiveness that I have for you.
你可以穿上我为你预备的饶恕、医治和能力的衣服。
That's what Jesus is saying in Luke chapter 4.
这就是耶稣在路加福音第四章里所说的。
In me, you can cover the nakedness of discouragement and despair with my beautiful garment of praise.
在我里面可以用美丽的赞美衣遮盖你的绝望和沮丧。
People come to God in prayer asking for all kinds of things.
许多人的祷告都是向神提出各种的要求。
Give me this God, do this God, give me this God.
神啊，给我这个，神啊，帮我做这事，神啊，给我这个。
Just think of someone coming to my house and walking straight into my kitchen.
你想，如果有一个人跑到我家，走进我的厨房。
And he opens the refrigerator and says, Michael, I'm really famished.
打开我的冰箱说，麦克，我饿死了。
Do you have anything good to eat?
你有什么好吃的没有？
Now you say, wait a minute. When somebody does that, that's rude.
你会说，等等，这个人太蛮横了吧。
But how many of us come running into the presence of God asking for this and asking for that?
但有多少人跑到神面前问他要这要那的
？Without coming to him first in praise and adoration，
却没有先赞美他、颂扬他。
Has the Holy Spirit spoken to you and brought you under conviction that you need to develop a life of praise？
圣灵是否向你说话，带领你愿意下决心建立一个赞美的人生呢
？Please accept His conviction。
请接受圣灵给你的感动。
God deserves to be adored, glorified, magnified, and praised.
神是配得敬仰、荣耀、尊崇和赞美的。
Not just in a few seconds or a few minutes, but a whole life of praise.
不仅是几秒钟、几分钟，而是一生一世的赞美。
As you develop the life of praise, I hope you write to us and tell us how God has changed your life.
当你开始建立赞美的人生时，请写信告诉我们，神如何改变了你的人生。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
真是爱我仅此给你，真是爱是世界不能给，真是爱是世界不能真。是爱。
感谢神，他赐给我们这赞美的衣服，让我们在苦难中可以定睛在他身上来赞美他。也感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们明白说，我们应当以感谢赞美来到神的面前来祷告。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，无论现在的你处于何种阶段中，都让我们尽情来赞美神吧，让我们穿上赞美的衣服，脱去忧伤的旧衣。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
想你歌唱。